You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Remember now, your destiny will always benefit others, glorify God, and impact His kingdom. If it's not doing that, it's not a destiny, it's a job or it's something else. Now, you may be crying today, but don't think that's how it's going to be when you wake up tomorrow, not when God has jumped into the situation. Because your shepherd knows how in the midst of a bad situation to take care of his own. And somebody here can testify how when things didn't look good, God showed up and made a way out of no way, even when you were in an adversarial situation. Somebody ought to be ready to talk to God. Somebody ought to be ready to find out what God has to say and throw it back up in his face. Because a lot of the stuff you're asking for has already been pre-approved. It's just that in the spiritual realm, there is the attempt to block it. But if you will persevere and specifically throw it back in God's face, He'll send the help needed to break it through so that you see it revealed in the physical realm. God can wipe tears away. He can turn pain into pleasure. He can turn sadness into joy. You got a train to catch because you got a destiny to reach. And you're not going to waste any more time not living out your destiny. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the scripture says he will raise up a standard against them. When God sees that you're falling and you're not going to make it, he swoops down out of nowhere and catches you by his grace and lifts you out of that situation. It's called divine intervention. What he's trying to say is if the Lord is your shepherd, he got you. And you are covered.
You're listening to The Rick and Bubba Show.
Eight minutes past the hour. Welcome in to the kickoff hour. We're live here on The Rick and Bubba Show. Good time, gang, in studio.
Too fast to prepare for
I am Speedy alongside Greg Burgess, Michael Helms, Eddie Van Adler. The Good Time Gang is here. Rick and Bubba join us in 1 hour from now. So we got a lot to break down, lots to look at, plus your phone calls. 866 We Be Big. We'll get going. Come on.
Yeah.
Shake it off. All right, let's bring him in over to my right, fired up, just looking a little confused. It is Mr. Greg Burgess, Michael Helms. What's up, boys? How are y'all?
Hey.
What's happening?
Yep.
Man.
Yep. Hmm?
Yep.
Just watching this hurricane, watching Sally.
You talking about Sally? Oh, Sally?
Sally got a lot of rain.
So starting to get emails.
You talking about Sally? Nah, you talking about Sally. So, Sally?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a mess.
Rally. The pitcher's name is Sally.
Mm-hmm. She's a mess.
She is a mess.
She's a handle is what she is.
Yeah, casinos floating around everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all saw that. That's nice, isn't it? That.
Got an email from a friend of the show. And he said that they're in bad shape this morning. Took a huge hit, he said. House is flooded, no patio furniture or screening on the patio. Construction cones from 3 miles away just sitting in their backyard.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a lot of that.
Yeah, as the sun comes up, you know, telling what you're going to see. Home of Sunny 105.5 in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area. It looks like that's where the eye is going to cross over. The report's coming down there. I know you've got family down there.
Is that the Casino Adler showing currently?
It is. It is the floating casino.
So your casino's just floating.
There's two of them that broke loose. And
it's out there.
Just kind of moving on along there. And I think that was in Bayou LaBatry there where that footage is being taken. And then in Pensacola, where my sister and brother-in-law live, She was, you know,
you got a front row seat, don't you?
I'm telling you. Mm. So I have family from Pensacola, then go down the Gulf west to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And so in between all that, I've just got family. Pascagoula, then you jump over to Ocean Springs, which is kind of towards Biloxi, Gulfport, if you don't know where that is, and then over to Pensacola. So I was talking to my sister because, you know, this thing yesterday was moving 2 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Hurricane Sally is what we're talking about. And it kept moving east. And I was joking with my sister, and we've made the joke here. Now that it's not hitting New Orleans, I wonder if anybody will cover it, you know, because that's all anybody cares about down there. And poor Mississippi Gulf Coast and Alabama Gulf Coast, a lot of times they're just left by themselves and not much media coverage. And my sister said it wasn't comical, but it was entertaining to see all the meteorologists weren't sure where Sally was going to go because it kept dancing a little bit and then moving east.
Yeah.
And so they stayed in New Orleans. Then they kind of moved down the coast. And then they got to Gulfport and then Biloxi, and they weren't sure. And then all of a sudden now they said, wow, so it is going east. So then they all tried to get on 10 and get down the coast. And so a lot of them are now, in Pensacola, around Mobile, Pascagoula. I was talking to her yesterday, and she's like, you know, look, we've been through a lot growing up down there as far as hurricanes go, some not so severe, some we got out of there. She said it brings back a lot of memories just when you're here and you just can hear the wind and stuff. But the big one here is just the big deal here is just the rain.
It won't go away.
And so a lot of the Rick and Bubba markets, a good portion of them, are going to be really affected by this. So I don't know if some of those affiliates are going to local programming or carrying the show, but thoughts and prayers with all of you, because she said, hey, it is a mess down here. Mm. And yesterday, so there's 3 Mile Bridge. If you haven't been to Pensacola, there's 3 Mile Bridge that goes Pensacola Beach to Pensacola, and you jump on the bridge if you want to go out to the beach and, you know, eat some good seafood and stuff like that. Well, a barge got loose yesterday and hit the bridge.
Yeah.
And so it shut down. Yes. It shut down the bridge before they were actually going to shut it down. Normally, during a hurricane warning or a watch, they'll shut down the bridge at a certain point, and they were going to do that, but they had to quickly shut it down earlier in the day and get people around to another bridge. It's about 5 miles down the beach there to get back over the bay. And she said that was quite a handle. And, you know, you feel sorry for all these people. You know, you're working on these bridges, and so you try to look at the forecast and go, okay, we gotta have time to get these things out of there. And she said the one time that you don't quite get everything out, then one breaks loose and hits the bridge.
Look at that. That's amazing.
So Adler's doing a good job showing some of the footage from that area. But yeah, it's Sally is hitting the Alabama Gulf Coast, Florida Panhandle area there at Pensacola. That's getting it. And then some of Mississippi Gulf Coast. But they're to the west of the eye, so they're not getting as bad. But the Mobile Bay area, that's quite a little handle there going on. And so when the sun comes up, they'll know a whole lot more. But this thing was – how about this? It was supposed – the eye was supposed to go, if you remember, was supposed to go come in shore yesterday around midday.
Yeah.
Okay, it's now Wednesday morning if you're listening live, and it's just now hitting Gulf Shores.
I remember before Span came on yesterday, we were talking about how slow it was and that it was moving at 5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And it's even moving, you know, you mentioned it a minute ago, it's even moving even slower than that at 2 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Guys, I can walk faster than 2 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Yeah.
How about that, Mr. Buddy? I did hear on my way in this morning that the Cajun Navy is on their way.
Oh, I bet.
They're heading that way. They said they won't let it move on in. They don't want to get there too quick.
Right.
Be in the middle of it. But when it comes to floods, that's how you want. They get in them bass boats and go in there and rescue everybody. Mm-hmm.
I heard a report yesterday, and they're like, you know, and those of you that are, you know, like in Raleigh or Charlotte or Atlanta, y'all think, oh, man, that thing's so far away. And they said, y'all have no idea how you're going to be impacted.
Yeah.
Because as this thing moves along, it's just going to kind of ease on that way, and it's not in a hurry either. So I don't know what Span's like today. I know that he might be upside down, you know, trying to cover all this, but we'll try to get an update from him. But that's kind of the latest up to this point. But the still got some pretty high sustained winds, but it's just not moving, and it's just dropping a ton of rain. Y'all, I'm hearing stuff like 30-something inches, you know, like insane historical type brain down there in that area. And they've been through a lot. You know, they're not new to stuff like this, but it's a rain event, really. The wind's still giving some damage, but it's really more, it's dropping some rain, and it's not going anywhere. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 866-WE-BE-BIG, our number. If you're down in that area, holler if you want to. I talked to my sister. She might check in. I don't know. We'll cover the news.
Close and personal.
I'd like to hear from your sister on several fronts.
Easy. Easy. I'll call Jay if you do that.
Let's not bring him in.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my knees.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I can't stop.
21 minutes past the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in to the old Rick and Bubba show. Our number 866, We Be Big. I gave you a quick update on Hurricane Sally as it is hitting landfall here, or it looks like to be in the Gulf Shores area. And it's considered a Cat 2 as it hits. So
hipped it up a little.
How about that? Category 2, Cat 2, however you want to say it. I mean, it's right there on TV. Clear as a bell. Cat 2.
You like hipping that up?
Cat 2. Yeah. Hurricane Sally is bringing a lot of rain. And just so we could have something, put a little something together for you guys when it comes to Sally, if y'all want to hear it. I don't know if you
want to.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well,
what you got?
Well, I mean, I just didn't know if you wanted to hear a little bit of Hurricane Sally.
That's what he did with the first segment. He struggled with this particular thing
going on there,
because he asked me. Remember when I brought it up? He went, "I mean, you talking about Sally? Well, I mean, Sally.
My computer's been acting really weird. It'll just stop.
We let it go in the
AI.
Well, it won't.
But
play.
Now we're pulling the curtain back.
I
heard it
have a curtain.
Here's what's funny.
I wish we did.
Yeah,
I heard it in the break, and it's really good. Yeah. I hope the rest of the audience can hear it.
Yeah. Well, I know YouTube won't, but here it is. Hurricane Sally. If this doesn't work,
I might
throw my laptop.
One, two.
If I could drive down and throw my laptop into Hurricane Sally, I would.
Just let her have it.
Put it on that casino.
Exactly. Goodness, it's not working.
Nothing's happening.
Hey, buddy, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to take a deep breath. And I don't want you to get upset and get mad because stuff like this isn't worth getting mad about and showing your rump, because then you'll show your rump and then you look back on it and you'll be like, why'd I do that? I look stupid. Yeah,
next thing you know, you're throwing your hands up in carpool line at some old lady.
Yeah, and yelling at somebody's grandmother.
I mean,
flipping her off.
Yeah. So just
pushing her on her own property.
What I want you to do is I don't want you to get upset or anything.
I don't want to see the laptop fly across the room.
No, not at all. Yeah, so it's just not.
He has tried so many times to play this.
It's working good earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you
in the commercial breaks, it works fine.
I know. It's perfect.
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Hey, nice shirt.
Thank you, buddy. We're wearing the same shirt.
You two look cute today.
Yeah. Everybody on YouTube for y'all. We just happen to wear the exact same shirt today. Right. I don't know how it is.
You talking about Hurricane Sally?
Sally. There we go.
He's got it working.
So soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
It'd have worked better if it would have hit when I wanted it to. But
yeah, it took a minute. Still a good little ditty, though.
Right.
How you like that little ditty?
Yeah, it was a little Sally montage for YouTubers that couldn't hear that. But yeah, we're both wearing the same shirt, and that's a little weird anytime we walk in. But if you want to look at weird, did y'all see Biden come out? He was down in Florida yesterday, and he's been I mean, kind of heckled.
Trying to be hip again.
He's been kind of heckled a little bit on social media because he tried to come out to Despacito at a Hispanic, like a Heritage Month event down in Florida. And he comes out and he's got this awkward look about him.
Well, that ought to be glad he got out of the basement.
And then he tries to play with his cell phone.
Oh, no.
And play Despacito. Take a listen.
What is
to this.
Despacito?
Yeah, it's just a
Despacito.
Song.
Okay. Please look at Joe. First of all, he's confused.
Not sure where he's at.
No, not at all.
Oh, my.
There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
I tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
I'd be.
Bless his heart. Y'all
I just have
lost.
One thing to say.
Really now, what's that, Joe?
Hang on here.
Okay. Can't pull it up. Sounds like me trying to get my computer right.
Face. Look at his face. He's trying to be sharp.
He's happy he got it to play.
Come on.
That sounds like Clinton. Yeah.
I tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation. In the basement, does
anybody know Basement Joe?
Oh, Joe Biden. You talking about secondhand embarrassment? So he comes
nothing
out.
Nothing worse, than Joe, trying to be hip. Nothing worse than that.
So you had like Ricky Martin there. You had.
Longoria?
Yeah, all kinds of Hispanic entertainers were there, and then he comes out and he tries to be hip, and then pulls something up on his phone, and who was that going? Oh yeah, go ahead.
I've never.
You've been
seen,
coughing a lot.
I got chocolate water again.
You got what?
You sometimes drink water and it goes down the wrong pipe.
Mm, yeah,
that's what it was.
I used to think there was two pipes.
I did. I just call it that. There's little flaps. What it is.
Yeah,
it's just a little flap.
Yeah.
I said that.
Where did it go? I said that
the other day. I got choked in the kitchen, and Maddie was like, "Oh, you got two pipes?"
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thought there was one pipe, and it went down the wrong way. It went somewhere
you
else.
You flap.
Yeah.
You're supposed to keep it out of your lungs.
I don't. This group of people that Joe Biden has surrounded himself with, I've never met a more out of touch group with the rest of us.
Oh, sure.
I mean, Middle America runs this country. And, I mean, it's the backbone, and they are so out of touch with what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, have y'all ever met anybody more out of touch than the left?
No.
They truly. I mean, look. I know when we get to bank accounts and retirement funds, Trump has most of us beat. Okay. Mm-hmm. But when it comes just to down to earth, understands what everybody goes through from top to bottom.
Yeah,
he wraps his brain around that pretty good. But this bunch here, clueless to what everybody else has, they're worried about Despacito and trying to play to a certain group of people versus talking about what's really going on out there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this: it was kind of funny commentary on. You know, just the Florida voters, especially South Florida voters that are Cuban Americans and some that have come from socialist countries. They said, you know, that's one thing you can't fool them on, the left, with how they're trying to dupe everybody.
Yeah.
They know what socialism and communism looks like, and they don't want any part of it. So you can't dupe them.
They're
you know, now a lot of the younger Americans, for they don't have a clue because they haven't been taught history of what it really looked like.
Yeah,
but they know because that's where a lot of them have come from.
They're going to play to these groups, and they're going to project fear, and that's really all they got.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all that's in their playbook.
Yeah, and a little mayhem.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Your phone calls plus other news headlines. 866. We be big.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
I hate to say this, but I don't think we got tools here to pull this off. I hate to say this.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Allen. I hope you're not too mad at me. I was running a little bit late this morning. I can't stop.
listening to The Rick and Bubba Show, the two sexiest fat men alive.
This is stupid! We are adults, and this is ridiculous!
25 minutes until top of the hour. It is the kickoff hour. Everybody say, how you doing? Everybody good? All right, good, Greg. That's the way to get fired up. As we come on back, a lot of stuff to discuss. I want to announce to both of you that I've come a long way as an adult when it comes to my eating. I have told you, Greg, you've even been outspoken about it. Helmsy, I don't know about you. I was an extremely picky eater
when I was growing up.
Same way. And I want to apologize to my parents. I can't imagine what I put them through.
Yeah, I was
Can't imagine. Now that as an adult, you sit back and you look at, you know, different things, and now I didn't want my food touching. Now I just pile it all on top of each other. But I've still to this day can't get past the way guacamole looks.
Don't lie.
And I can't eat it. When I'm eating at a restaurant and they offer guacamole and it's on my plate, I'm like a little kid, and Terry scoops it off onto hers.
I'm the same way. I will not touch it. And I think it's the way it looks. I don't know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
I can't get past the way it looks.
I can't. It looks like,
an iguana took a dump on top of your nachos.
Well, there it is.
That's what it looks like. We always talk about this, though. We're not picky.
Exactly.
We always say we're not picky eaters anymore. We're actually picky eaters. We're just not picky eaters compared to the way we were when we were children.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I've always said it. I've always said I'm not as picky as I used to be. But when I think about my week,
mm-hmm.
I think I am pretty picky.
Well, you're like selective on what you want. Yeah. But like, as far as I'm concerned, like sometimes we'll go out and or Terry will make something, and I'll eat whatever. We have our favorites.
But she knows what you like.
There's still stuff I don't like, but I've broadened the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, people bring stuff in here used to, and there's things we'll touch and things we won't, while we're picky.
Yeah, yeah. Now we'll touch about 90% of it, but it's National Guacamole Day, and I cannot get past the presentation.
Alone.
Yeah, like you're saying, Greg, I don't know if it was quite ever put that way, but an iguana took
a dump on your nachos.
Well, there it is. I just can't.
Is that bad?
Somebody will be at a cheap Mexican place today, and they'll think of that line, mm-hmm. and they won't eat it.
Well, that's just the first thing I think.
Greg will ruin a meal in a minute.
Yeah.
And he'll do it as you're taking a bite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my favorite, it's weird because some cheap Mexican restaurants they don't do
that's mislabeled too, by the way.
Yeah, I don't understand why we always
it's not cheap.
Who started that?
I don't know.
Quick Mexican. The chimichangas, some show out and they're better than others.
I agree with that.
And some they're just not very good. But I have one place that's really close to my house, and I'll go beef. Now I want ground beef. Ground beef chimichanga. All right. It's not an itty bitty chimichanga. It's a big one. It covers half the plate. And with it comes a little bit of rice and some beans. Yeah. And it comes with
refried beans either. I can't the way they look.
And it comes with a little clump of salad off in the corner. And on top of that salad is a big old pile of guacamole. And I feel like a kid every time it comes out. I'll either say, hey,
I don't want
guacamole, but a lot of times, see, Terry likes it. So a lot of times I'll order it and she'll say, hey, go ahead and. But I'm like a little kid. I'm scooting my plate over. She's
put my guac on her plate.
Yeah.
I don't like the refried beans either.
I can get past it.
I don't like
here
the way
comes
they look
an example.
Either. I ain't going to tell you.
Yeah, well, why?
Well, you've all changed a newborn's diaper. That's what it looks like.
See,
it does.
You plant these images. Your brain is powerful to us, Greg. You plant these images in our mind. And when we get in front of it, we can't eat it anymore.
It looks nasty.
Yeah, well. Put
guac in the middle of that and see what you get.
Mm. What you ought to
double
do?
Double dipper.
What you need to do is mix the rice in with that, and it'll all.
No.
No, so you can't.
I don't
even get
want it on a burrito. I don't want it on nothing. I don't want any refried bean anywhere near me.
Okay. So
I'll run a chip through it with some queso every once in a while, mm-hmm. but I got to be still hungry from what I just had.
Yeah.
That's not my go-to.
Hey, we have got a place that you could jog to that's that close to the house, and we will wear that place
out.
You've
been jogging to it?
Huh? No, you could.
Oh, I wish you could. I can see you jogging down and jogging back with a sack of tacos.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'll do a carry-out in a second. I'll do it. And
little too, you know, convenient.
All right, so some carryout places, I don't know if this is like
it you
is
order extra guac.
The carryout's not as good as when you go in and sit down. Oh, yeah, I don't know why. I have no idea why. I don't know if it's because the plate's hot or what. I have no idea why. But this place pulls it off.
They do.
So
okay.
So I'll get it to go and come home and eat it, and it's still as good.
Where'd
you
go?
I mean, I know it sounds like I need to work there, but I mean, I like the place.
You're excited about it. You're jogging to it.
It's good. Well, I mean, some places the chimichanga.
Tried to invest in it.
Some places the chimichanga is about as big as your index finger. You know, it's like a
itty
bitty
thing. Yeah,
that's
what got you, the size of the chimichanga.
Yeah.
It'll do it.
Yeah.
It matters.
Greg.
It is good. It is good, Greg. It is really good, you jerk.
Not sure.
But,
yeah, y'all are. Y'all look cute today.
You should have wore yours
too. You really do.
Yeah, well. But anyway, so I just brought all that up because it's National Guac Day.
I got one question for you. Where'd he go?
Where did he go? Where did the guacamole
National
go?
National Guac Day. Let's celebrate. Let's get a big pile of guac and put a candle in the middle of it. Tear that up.
I would like to have some Mexican today. I hadn't had Mexican in a couple of weeks.
Watch it.
I love Mexican food.
You cannot make authentic guacamole out of lima beans and Ritz crackers.
What was that from?
It was just a how about that.
I like it. I love that.
You like how about that?
Do it again.
Oh, so now y'all going to make me do my computer.
Do it again. You like a kid.
Again.
Do it again, Daddy. Hey, did y'all know that it's National Guacamole Day?
I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You cannot make authentic guacamole out of lima beans and Ritz crackers.
I think it's the sound effects is what I like. So the start and the end.
I like I was in the 80s for a minute.
Sure. Guacamole.
Guacamole. And also, did you know that there is a Hurricane Sally out there? Did y'all know about that?
Not one. You tried earlier to tell me.
Sally. What's up, big guy? How are you?
This guy loves guacamole.
I think that's Peggy Hill. From King of the Hill.
I was wondering. You're right, by the way.
I love
trying
King.
To figure it out.
Because she's supposedly a Spanish teacher, but she doesn't know anything.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
There's that one episode they go to Mexico and she accidentally brings a girl back. She's like, get on the bus. We're going back home. But that girl actually lives in Mexico. It's a good one.
I haven't watched it.
Get on the bus.
I haven't watched that in years, but that is the one cartoon that I think is funny.
That's a good one.
It's really funny.
Come on, man.
I love that guy.
Speaking of guacamole,
this one here is a huge fan of guacamole.
He hadn't found an avocado he didn't like.
Love it. Healthy fats get in my body. They are really good.
You cannot make authentic guacamole out of lima beans and Ritz crackers.
I'm going to order some guacamole. I'm going to go to the cheap Mexican right here and get some guacamole.
And here it is with your liner or your.
You cannot make authentic guacamole out of lima beans and Ritz crackers.
Poor favor.
Is this the whole thing right here?
You?
Wow, I am wide awake.
Who's up for guacamole?
It's not.
Okay.
Kind of want you to let that roll.
By the way, I'm into this today. You just got to watch it.
Sound effects, Zany.
Sally.
I kind of wish I was just the sound effects guy for the show. That's like all I have to do.
Oh, that would be cool.
And I was just doing stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
And then just fart sounds for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay. All the time. It's 6 minutes past the hour.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be just an awesome job. That'd be the best job ever.
Hey, did you know that Hurricane Sally's hitting?
Oh, here we go.
I heard about it.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Oh, there we go. Had to click it twice.
Sally.
All right.
Sally. Should we be playing such like
probably not
flippant songs with this like deadly storm?
Okay, that's
a lot of lives impacted.
Yeah, it's our theme.
I always feel that way. Like when we do the, like,
we gotta have a theme.
Here he comes, James Van with updates on your hurricane. I always feel like we don't do that for anything else.
That's
like
true.
Murder. There's been a murder. Oh yeah, let's talk about it on the show. There's been a murder.
Or wildfire.
Yeah. I mean, this is a serious national natural disaster.
I'm not making light of it, but there's a hurricane.
Here's another hurricane.
We don't have a tornado song.
We don't have a tornado song. We don't have a murder song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I just
assault, assault. There's been an assault. Oh yeah. Here's the news about it.
I love how he flips. His arms are going all over the place.
So I just, it makes me uncomfortable.
That's really good point.
Is that
love
better?
This song. I love. I do love this.
We
song.
Do want Sally to lay down too. Stop all this.
Buddy, good night.
I think we have like
what are you talking about?
On YouTube, we have like 4 seconds.
But
I think we're
not
safe.
In on that channel. So did you get it?
It's up.
In there. You're in here.
I'm in here. Yeah, I'm in here right now.
Did we just get in trouble?
We'll find out. So if there's no YouTube today, it's Speedy's fault because he was making light of natural disasters.
Exactly.
So
that's I'm not making light of
two
it.
Two things that went wrong.
We just needed a theme. Murder, murder. Let's
no,
check it
no.
out.
Mass
who
killing.
Got murdered?
I got family.
Who got murdered?
I got family down there.
Bubba.
It is 9 minutes until top of the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rick and Bubba Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Casper.com/Bubba, the sleep company with outrageously comfortable mattresses that help everyone sleep better at not-so-outrageous prices. Casper.com/Bubba transforms the way you sleep one snooze at a time, and every mattress is designed with a system to react and adapt to your body all night long. So check them out right now. Go to Casper.com/Bubba and use promo code Bubba for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Bubba at Casper.com/Bubba for $100 off your mattress order. Or you can find a link at RickandBubba.com under the sponsors button. All right, so we're rolling back. Rick is ready. He's on Zoom today, and he is getting fired up. He's got his Zoom studio up and rolling, and Big Papa is ready to go. Well, let's just do a just spontaneous check, check, 1, 2. How you doing, Rick?
Checking
you good?
1, 2, test 1, 2, test 1, 2. Yeah.
1, 2.
COVID quarantine, test 1, 2.
Rick joining the kickoff hour. That's rare, but he's ready to go. Fired up.
Really, really hard for me to get past the fact that what I see on the monitor has Sherry Burgess under my face. That's
yeah,
an odd thing.
I know. You can't get past it. You're on her laptop. So there you go. But he will join us next segment. So we look forward to that. We're hopping around. The old world's still crazy, Rick, just so you know. And I don't know if you know this, but Greg's been talking a lot about it. We do have a Hurricane Sally down there.
Yeah, Greg's about to drive me crazy about this hurricane. There's a lot of flooding. It is, by the way,
historic flooding, hey, Rick. Straight up.
As a matter of fact, you know, the Panama City gathering that we had tonight, they canceled that because Sally won't move. She won't move. So Sally showed up
and she won't leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's poured so much rain, they really canceled it because of flooding. I mean, he said, you know, property wise, other than flooding problems, they're fine. But, right. They had to make a call, but we've moved that to October the 7th. So you know what? I'll talk more about that when Bubba and I join you. Mm-hmm. I promise you that God wasn't up there going, really? October 7th? Man, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we do what we do, and none of it surprises him.
Yeah, fresh off your birthday, straight there. You
yep.
know?
Yep. That'd be cool.
It'll be good stuff, and I think that's smart, too, because you just got a lot of things not only that you'd be competing with because – it's a serious situation down there, but the flooding part, like you're talking about, talking to my sister down in Pensacola, she was like, all right, Calvin, you don't understand. You think you know how it's raining down here, but you have you ever been to places, and I know we'd go off hunting in Texas, and, you know, you'd be there, and you'd see what you were looking at, and you'd be like, nobody can understand what we're experiencing unless you're here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, she's like, you can't experience the rain and what it's like unless you're here right now. She said, it's more than you think.
I have an
you
example.
Seen?
Yeah. I have an example, but it involves a boot and urine, so I'm not going to use it.
Oh.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
But I was I actually saw some of the videos and stuff people were sending. You know, I've got friends, we all do, we got friends in Pensacola,
yeah,
you know, Panama City, and of course your family, Speedy, on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. It honestly, please, we don't picture a little bit of rain. I mean they're having things where they're having to get alerts from, hey, be aware of this if your sewer you know becomes an issue, and
right.
I mean, there could be issues with that. You know, water's a problem too. There, you know, wind is bad. We know that, but water's problematic too.
You're all
surge
over that.
And then plus the rain that's falling. I mean, that's a bad place to be.
It is, and it looks like
that ground zero for this. The eye, it looks like it's coming right over Sunny 105 out of Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area. That looks like that's where it's going to hit. And so the highest winds coming on in.
Hey, slam that door, bro.
Hey, Bubba.
Come on in, Bubba. Slam
I'm just
going to
come on in. I'm the only one that wasn't on the air in here, so I thought the show was starting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were
calm down, Kiva.
We were testing Zoom and said, hey, let's bring him on in. So come on in. Kiva Dunes is in the house. And by the way, I've heard Fort Morgan a lot, Bubba.
That's about to say, Bubba, did you see some of those images from Gulf Shores?
Yeah, looks lovely. Yeah. Matter of fact, I've been in touch with some folks who are living down there. You know, they're right in the eye right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
exciting times.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And serious and exciting times. But I know a lot of you are in that area listening to the show. If your local affiliate hadn't switched to local programming, and that now you might be jumping over to an app or something to get the show. But whatever the case, we'll try to get with Span today. I don't know what his life is like when it comes to this. This thing's going to just kind of ease on through the Southeast, isn't it? So for some of you, and this is one thing that's kind of interesting. Some of you in Atlanta and North Carolina and all that, you think, well, I'm not going to be. I don't have to worry about that. That thing's so far away. It will creep on your way, and you will. I was seeing, now, and they don't know for sure. I was seeing things like Atlanta might could get 10 to 15 feet of rain.
Feet?
I mean, inches. I just said feet.
I was about to say, Speedy, if it's feet, we got a big problem.
I'm not talking about
– better build an arc.
Yeah. Inches. I should say inches.
Yeah, but, they'll be crowding up on Stone Mountain, won't they?
Yeah.
No matter what's on the side of it.
But if you're in Atlanta, you don't think you're getting that, you know?
Hey, look, Greg, you know what this is? A lot of women out there going, well, there they go again. Man, I always exaggerate.
There you go. Especially Speedy.
But, hey, this is what – you know what we just saw from Bubba? If y'all had been testing the audio and we've been just talking about something, but buddy, when he heard we start talking about weather that ham inside of him,
he's beagle.
He popped up out of that desk and he said, "Buddy, they're talking about
well, I figured the show had already just started, so I just come on in.
Yeah, well, come on, buddy. The kickoff. I don't know if the kickoff hours ever had both of you on together.
The weather, though, when there was weather talk and some kind of possible emergency situations, that's that ham in you. That's KJ.
Oh, yeah.
If you could have seen the door slam open, Rick, and then slam close, he even knocked a red hat off on the way in.
He did. Well, that's just because I was drinking a spark.
Yeah. Sparks got him on edge.
I mean, he's shaking a little bit, just slightly.
No, I don't think I'm shaking.
We might have to turn that spark down a little bit. Now, this is a test. This is, you know, everything's a test. It's a trial with Bubba.
Oh, it was.
I'm down. I'm just doing one a day, so we're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Sally is slow moving, which means she's just sitting there dumping rain on top of everybody, and it's a lot of water. And Bubba, you heard me talking. You probably saw that yesterday. So they did cancel the thing at Panama City. Panama City thought they weren't going to have an issue, but due to the slowness, and now that track is hitting more Pensacola, you know, now Gulf Shores, Pensacola, and that part of Panama City, she just won't get off of them.
No.
Yeah, I was texting with some folks in Gulf Shores who decided to ride it out, and I think right now they wish they hadn't.
Yeah, because
the water keeps rising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of water, guys.
Yeah, they really hadn't planned on swimming through their living room.
No, not at all.
Not at all. All right, well, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to start the main show, reset, and get everything going again. But you've heard from Rick and Bubba. Adler, this hour, he's got some intro theme songs that he wants to kind of.
Yeah, he had a good one. He really
wanted to work on. Yeah, he does. He wants to start those. Plus your phone calls at 866-WE-BE-BIG. As I said, we could check in with Span. Bible study scheduled to be live today at noon Central. So we got all that coming to you live today. And as we just heard from Rick, he's zooming in from his home studio. So, all right, the table's set. We'll refocus and get things started on the main show coming up after the break here at top of the hour. Again, the number 866-WE-BE-BIG and our website, rickandbubba.com, spell out and A-N-D. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my knees.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I can't start another.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Day without him, brother.
6 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show. If you're listening to the kickoff hour, you know that we are all together. But we start this hour as we have since the attack on America back on 9/11 with the national anthem. 7 minutes now past the hour. The national anthem gets us rolling, and here we go, unpacking the stories of the day. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, they have been giving you a kickoff hour. Bubba and I have joined them for the last half of that, just to kind of discussing the updates of Hurricane Sally. That will be part of the show today. We'll hit the headlines. We'll update you on what's going on. I'll update you on the current situation here as I am coming to you from the home studio because of you know, the protocols that are in place. If you think you've been exposed to COVID-19, I'll give you the updates on that and any new information that we have. And welcome back for a brand new hour. There he sits, 26 and a half years. He's rocked old mic number two, Bill Bubba Bussey. Hey, Bubba.
Rick, glad to be here. Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, thank you for the opportunity to be here again today.
Bubba, COVID update, there really isn't one. But here, you know, there's some good news. But again, you don't know. COVID-19 is so unknown. I don't think we can say anything about, well, yeah, I'll tell you what that means. I mean, we really can't do that anymore. So my son, young Broderick, the TASMO, he's even picked up another nickname, by the way, at his job, Brodazzle. But anyway, undoubtedly he lends himself to nicknames. He got sick at work on Monday, came home with vomiting and high fever. But then after he just went to bed, since he woke up on Monday night, really hasn't had any other issues. He doesn't feel bad. He seems to be okay. He says that, but again, I've had people who do have COVID that say you feel good, you think you're out of it, then you go down again. So there's really no way to know until the test comes in. And his doctor did not want to do the rapid test because of the 50-50 is what that doctor said. And I don't want to get a call from Mike from Homewood or any of that. But this is Brody's doctor, and that's what your doctor does, is give you the advice from his expertise. He's not a fan of the rapid test because he says it's not very accurate. So he wanted to do the intrusive one. So Brody got the Q-tip up to the brain, and that one takes 2 to 3 days. So we hope to have it back today. It's possible. If not, it may be Thursday. So until we have that test, we really don't know what our next move will be. And if it comes back negative, then it's real simple. I just come back to the studio. If it comes back positive, I'll keep doing this for the next, you know, whatever, what is it, 10 days you're supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Now that's changed a few times too. Are we currently at 10?
Yeah, I think we're somewhere between 10 and 14.
Sherry and I are feeling fine. We're having no issues, as of right now. So we'll see. And then, of course, I told you with the, we have the hurricane situation. We did get out on social media as soon as we could yesterday. I was supposed to be in Panama City tonight, and that has they've decided to postpone that. But we did get a new date, so that's cool. They were doing these Wednesday nights in September, but now we'll just extend that into the first Wednesday of October, and I'll move to October the 7th. And, you know, I think we probably would rather do that gathering and that event without a hurricane. Mm-hmm. So that's probably a good move. So we'll go to October the 7th for that. And that has been rescheduled. We'll make all those adjustments on our websites that keep you updated on the events too. So if you were coming to that tonight, you're probably not worrying about that right now, since you got rain, everywhere. That's been moved to October the 7th. And my thanks to the pastor and all the folks there who were going to put that together, for working so hard to try to make that happen, but keeping me updated yesterday. So that's kind of the nutshell of where we are on COVID and what was going to be tonight's event. Now, we will have some fun today, Bubba, with the Wednesday Bible study. For the first ever time, we will attempt to do the Wednesday Bible study live on the YouTube channel from my home.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Try that on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you can do it. I think it'll work.
So we'll do that. And if that works out, we'll do it. If it doesn't work out, then we'll just simply not have one this week, and we'll pick it back up next week. Yeah. 1 Peter session 3 today.
2020, everything's anew, right? We're experiencing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
we?
if you were kind of tired of the way you used to do things, 2020's relieved you of that. And you've had to find the word flexibility.
Yeah.
And new ways to do things. And that seems to be continuing. Of course, the big story, Rick, Hurricane Sally, Category 2, has made landfall very near Gulf Shores, Alabama. And the story with this hurricane is that while it does have Category 2 damaging winds has been the rain and the water. We very possibly could have historic flooding from this because it is just poking along. They're saying it's moving about 3 miles an hour. So it's just sitting there soaking up water out of the Gulf and dumping it on the land. Mm-hmm. And it has been a soaker so far for the folks down there, and there is more to come. If you look at the radar right now, the eye is sitting right over the top of Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Right.
I mean, just right over the top of it.
Which means just to – I mean, that line, that swell line that is just so – so devastating is, I mean, is it right on top of Pensacola right now?
Yeah, Pensacola, Dolphin Island, even parts of Fort Morgan out there are probably catching the brunt of that right now as far as the wind. And everywhere is getting the rain. I know Montgomery is really getting a lot of rain right mm-hmm. now too. So we have several stations affected by all this, Rick. So I'm sure they're doing a lot of local updates, and you want to check with your local station, and some of them are going to be carrying part of the show, some of them not. So we're trying to get in touch with Sunny 105.7 in Gulf Shores, and we have not had any luck yet. I know they're geared up to handle these kind of things, but I don't know exactly what's going on with them. I have been in touch with some people in the area, one in particular that decided to ride it out and said, hey, maybe we shouldn't have.
Well, in all fairness, you know, I've got some family friends who have family in Pensacola, and they were like, well, they didn't really think they were in an evacuation situation, and now they have to ride it out. It's too late now.
Yeah.
So some of that. But one of the things that I want to ask all of you, who had slow-moving hurricane dumping loads of water on top of places in mid-September?
You know, we are playing disaster mm-hmm. bingo here in 2020, yeah. and you know, I'm still holding Super Volcano from Yellowstone mm-hmm. as yeah, my as my trump card, no pun intended. But I don't know did any. I know, you know, hurricanes are expected this time of year, but and from time to time we have these slow moving ones. You remember when we were kids? I remember one because we were such Atlanta Braves fans trying to watch them. And you remember they had a hurricane come up there and sit on top of Atlanta, seemed like for a week, and just dump water. I mean, it's like the Braves. We thought they never were going to play again.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, Sherry and I and the family were at the beach when that happened. And we thought, well, you know, the old thing that Span says, well, if you like to go down there and sit and eat seafood, you know, it's mm-hmm. going to be rainy. But it sat on top of Atlanta and sat on top of that part of Florida for so long, we ended up just saying, let's leave. I mean, it's going to pour rain every single day. Every day looked exactly the same. It's like the intensity of the rain never let up, not even for a second. It was the exact same pouring intensity, nonstop, 24/7. And we finally just, you know, gave up on the vacation and came home.
Yeah.
All right. 16 minutes past. We'll come back. We'll jump back into, you know, a lot to discuss today. That will always be part of what we're doing. We'll continue to do updates for you as we get them and gather that information. So 866, we be big. Our website, Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. Conservative, heterosexual, gun-toting, football-loving, evangelical Christian white men. In other words, the two most dangerous men in America, Rick and Bubba.
22 minutes now past the hour, the Rick and Bubba show. They're at the Broadcast Plaza and Teleport, and you know, I'm sitting here in the home studio. Of course, I listened yesterday, Bubba, when you were home, and you when Speedy was home, and then when all of you but Speedy and me were home, man, we're just so fortunate to be able to have the quality that we have. If you're listening to the audio archives, you know, and you're not watching on YouTube, you really can't, you can barely tell the difference. So we're very fortunate because there was a time if we were in this situation technologically, we'd be in a bind.
Yeah, Rick, if Cheryl let me soundproof that room, I'll get it number one. You know what I mean?
I know. I thought about that. You know, you can hear just a little slight echo in here.
I got some Sonics back here on stick up.
Before I get into some of the updates from the fact that I'm at home, which is not Sherry's favorite for me to be at home working. Before we get into all that, update us on what's going on with Sunny 105.
Yeah, Rick, I just talked with some folks in the area. Sunny 105.7 is on the air. As I said earlier, they're built and designed to handle these things, and we are on the air there also. So everybody in Gulf Shores that has a battery radio is listening, and they are getting some updates on Storm 2 from the local affiliate.
Yeah, I was watching some of the video on all the flooding that's going on. And again, this is going to affect a gigantic part of the Rick and Bubba audience. But, you know, the thing you don't think about, and Greg, you know this when you worked with the Southern Company, this kind of water, they were sending also pictures of those transformers blowing up from the wind and the water. And it can be a power outage situation. I mean, the wind is enough, obviously, but the combination of the flooding and stuff can start causing problems there, too.
Oh, yeah. It's and then trying to get to it and repair it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
With all that water. So, yeah, it's a mess. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with electrical and water. That's a bad combination.
I heard this morning on the way in that the Cajun Navy's on the way. They said they were going to come on through, and then they're coming right in behind it to rescue people in boats.
Yeah. Well, the good news is they can just float right on in.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't worry about docking.
Yeah.
You know, just come
just
right
pull
on
her
in.
Off a trailer. And here
and you know, I was talking to my sister yesterday. If you couldn't have been in a bigger handle, if you're in the Pensacola area and you were on Pensacola Beach trying to get across the bay into Pensacola on 3 Mile Bridge, a barge cut loose and hit the bridge yesterday, and they had to shut the bridge down way before they thought they were going to have to and send people way on down the coast to kind of come up. And she was like, it is the biggest handle. But it was just something yesterday or last night that she's like, you think you know how hard it's raining, but you have no idea until you're just down here.
So let's talk about this footage that everybody keeps talking about. And again, you know, do we have anybody on the show that gambles? I don't think we do. So we're not well versed on gambling. It's not really part of our culture.
Speedy will play a little roulette.
No,
these people believe stuff. I thought, and I know international waters and all that, but I started getting all this footage. And Speedy, I think you even showed it. Y'all were showing it on some B-roll.
Yeah, it's on now. Just so you know,
yeah, this right here, I can see it over Bubba's head. Mm-hmm. These are supposed to be casino ships or boats. Mm-hmm. And they were of course anchored, and then they were pulled out into the Gulf of Mexico by all the hurricane. Mm-hmm. But they were saying that they were in a part of Alabama, which I thought that there's no casinos of any kind other than on the reservations of Native Americans, which is always an interesting thing. But that this was a Mississippi thing, but not an Alabama thing. How were those boats anchored in Alabama?
I don't know. It's Bayou Labatry is where the
it's a fun place to say.
Yeah, it's where the footage is, and that's between the Alabama Mississippi state line and Dolphin Island or the Mobile Bay. It's kind of in between. But I'm like you guys. I was surprised by that. But there's some big old casinos.
Those look like buildings, don't they? I mean, I thought that was a condo you were showing. I didn't know it was
quite a boat.
Yeah.
Did you know that they have those casino boats in Alabama? I didn't know that even existed.
No, I didn't. I don't know what the deal is with that. I can't really speak to it. But I know when we've been on the cruise ships, you know, they have casinos, and when they leave Mobile, they don't fire them up till they're out so far. You know, I don't know what the rules, the technicality of it is.
Yeah, maybe you get on it there and nobody's gambling, and they push it out to international water and let the gambling begin. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
You know, that's what I'm guessing, it's strictly a guess on my part. Yeah. I don't know. But are you saying they had them docked and they broke loose?
Yeah, the casinos broke loose in the storm, yeah.
So we got two casino ships out in the Gulf that's just out of control?
Yeah, the story reads that two large casino boats broke loose Tuesday from dock where they were undergoing construction work in Alabama.
Okay, there you go.
They were being worked on.
Yeah, they weren't actually in operation. They said, you know how people are who are obsessed with gambling? They say the people are still gambling on it. They don't care where they are.
I had a hot streak going. I couldn't stop.
Yeah, who cares? Let's go.
I'll talk about it more when we come back. But, you know, these things that are coming in from everywhere, I'm trying to catch Bubba. Do we have an update from Joe Biden yet? How's he going to blame Trump somehow he will try to talk the people that are being impacted by this hurricane. Is this going to be, because, you know, for some reason, conservatives and Republicans have access, if you remember when George W. Bush was president, to a weather machine.
Right.
And
so he targeted New Orleans because he didn't like black people. I remember that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and I know that they're trying to say that this hurricane season that happens every single year and varies wildly and has varied wildly in modern time on severity.
Yeah.
But that if it's a severe hurricane season, it's man-made climate change. If it's a mild hurricane season, there's no mention of anything.
No, it's all quiet on the home front. Yeah, this will fall under the giant speech that we saw the other day from Biden that that climate change is causing superstorms. Superstorms worse than ever.
Well, if you remember, and I may be wrong, we can fact check, but you remember the year we had 2004, 2005 were really active. Right. Katrina was in 2005. We said, hey, this is the norm.
Yeah.
And then we had
a 10-year period of hardly anything. Right, right.
You know, and now the cycles come. I mean, it changes. You know, we have cycles that'll get rough, and then the El Nino and all that plays in there.
Oh, yeah.
You got to deal with that.
We don't have a whiteboard in here, do we? I'm going to have to get that for teaching.
You are. Bubba, that's a racist statement.
Well, you know, sure a is. Blackboard, I don't want to get the chalk all over me. That's the only reason I said that.
Right.
You know,
right.
Whatever's easier to draw on that the camera can see.
You ever have to go clean the erasers on the chalkboard?
Yes, I remember. Especially when you got in trouble.
Yes, they make you go out there and you bang them together.
And so to find closures on the casino boats, there is a shipyard in Bayou La Batterie that they broke free from is what happened.
Yeah, they were getting worked on.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, bottom of the hour, 866, we be big. We'll come back and we'll continue. We'll jump into the more stories of today. I'll tell you a little bit what happened yesterday because I was just doing my part to help with COVID.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. More Rick and Bubba right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Coming to you from the Broadcast Plaza and Teleport, here's Rick and Bubba.
35 minutes now past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show from the Broadcast Plaza and Teleport, and from one of our various home studios. This time, it will be the Burgess home studio. Now, I will tell you this, you know, when you listen to the Rick and Bubba Show in so many ways now, I mean, you've got, you know, terrestrial radio, you've got live on YouTube, you've got podcast archives, you've got the TuneIn app, you've got all the iHeart variations on some of our affiliates, you got Spotify, you've got Pandora. I mean, there's just so much out there. So, you know, earbuds now with conference calls, you know, Zooming, earbuds are part of our lives. But, you know, sometimes people are proud of their earbuds and you think to yourself, my goodness, is there the same quality but at a better price? And I have good news for you. The answer is yes. If you go to buyraycon.com/Bubba right now, and we continue to get emails. Allison sent us one just the other day. She said that she misses the golden ticket seats and she hopes that those will open up again. That's probably going to be looking more and more like 2021, isn't it, guys? But anyway, maybe something will break before then. But she says that she ordered from buyraycon.com/Bubba. She ordered some of the E25. That's their everyday earbuds. And she said, these are awesome. I use that code Bubba. They already were a lot less expensive than some of the other brands. That saved me some more money. They connected immediately. I didn't have to do anything. They sound great. Plus, they come with a bunch of different size earbud adapters for a comfy fit. They already are a better fit, but they even put adapters in there if you are like me and you have, you know, sometimes strange ears. They're very, very comfortable, and they don't look like you have something hanging out of your ear. You know, some of the ones from the other brands looks like something is dripping out of your ear. You don't have that with the Raycon E25s. It is the most compact design ever, but they're stylish. They're noise isolating. As I said, they have more bass than ever, 6 hours of use when you have them charged. So go to buyraycon.com/Bubba. That's buyraycon.com/Bubba. Using the code Bubba will save you an additional 15%. There's also a link at rickandbubba.com under the sponsors button. So going to the break, Bubba, Greg was making the point. Now, we all know that we saw this ridiculous speech from Joe Biden, where he called Trump a climate arsonist. Was that
correct? Yes, I believe that is the term.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Yeah, of course, we'll have a talk today again about Bubba has an update from the very conservative university, Berkeley. who's agreeing with us. We know how conservative they can be.
UC Berkeley.
Unbelievable.
They won't even allow conservatives to speak there, and they're saying we need fire breaks.
But we know now anytime there's bad weather, even though we've had bad weather apparently throughout the world's history, however long or short you think that is, however, with man-made climate change, now the political football, if there's ever severe weather, like right now with Sally involving the flooding, you know, and they like the fact that she slowed down, because at first it was just going to be a one or two hurricane, even though they would still try that because we're having an active hurricane season as predicted. But now that it's slowing down, now it's causing flooding, you start hearing these terms, superstorms. And this is because of the conservatives in our country that are science deniers. And then Greg brought up going to the break. Well, now, wait a minute. We had a horrible hurricane season in the Katrina years and others, 2004 through 2005. But then we went through a very peaceful hurricane season. You have to include that in the narrative as well.
Yep. Well, Rick, the point is, and I'm not very smart, but I can just notice and see things that you know I think should be common sense to everybody, but sometimes it's missed. And that is the sine wave. I don't know if you've had trigonometry, you heard of the sine wave, but even if you didn't have that, it is the language of the universe. Okay, and so we're gonna have a little classroom right here. Is this on?
Yeah, let's go.
Is wireless working?
You are
okay.
On, big
so
guy.
I'm gonna go to the camera right here so I can show this graphic.
All right,
I drew that up in the break.
Look
and
at
tested
you.
See sine wave right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, I wrote it on top. Sine wave.
Yep.
You see that dotted line? That's the baseline.
Yep.
Then things go high. Then they go back to neutral. Then they go low. Then they go high again, and it's called a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole universe operates on this.
We got another.
It's amazing. It's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
See, that's a better graphic, really.
Right.
I like
but
yours,
I don't
Bubba.
Know, Bubba.
Mine got away. Greg, can you get that for me?
I got it.
Because my headphones won't reach any further.
Uh-oh, you're tied up over there.
Yeah. Speedy, can you hold it up right there just a second so I'm point to it? See, again.
see, point to it.
See, we have – oh, boy, this is really hard to do. Okay, so it goes high, you go low, you go high again, you go low. So that's cycles.
Yep.
And hurricane seasons do that. Sunspots do that. Tides do that.
The stock
market does that. My hunger pains do this up and down.
I've seen that.
Your wallet does this. See, up here's payday, and then that's when your wife pays too many bills right there, and then you get payday again. The entire universe operates on a sine wave, okay? It goes up, it comes down, and even the power – that's lighting your house right now and cutting your radio on. If you put an oscilloscope on the AC plug in your house, guess what you're going to see? A sine wave.
Right.
60 times a second, that power does a full cycle back and forth.
60 hertz.
If you're listening to this radio show, depending on what affiliate you're on, that signal is doing a sine wave, and it's making that cycle so many times a second. Like if you're in Gulf Shores, it's doing it 105.7 million times a second. Okay, that's how we get the frequency of radio stations you listen to. It's the cycle. It's the hertz. A guy in Germany named Henry Hertz,
Yo, Hertz.
Invented that.
Oh, Henry?
It's Heinrich Hertz, but I like calling him Henry.
That's Hertz's boy.
So
he's from Alabama.
Everything in the universe operates on a sine wave.
That's it.
So when you hear that we're having a bad hurricane season, guess what that means? A more milder one is on the horizon. Or if we're having a mild one, that means bad ones are coming. Everything goes in cycles, guys. Everything in the whole universe.
Yep.
The whole universe. Radiation, X-ray, gamma, alpha, beta, it all travels in sine waves. The whole universe is wired together with a commonality of sine waves.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to me, showing again that we have a divine creator who strung all this together.
Yeah.
But when people start all this crazy talk, Joe Biden will tell you, you don't believe in science. You don't believe. No, Joe, I do believe in science.
There it is.
Right there is your science, Joe. It's called a sine wave.
Joe.
Thank you.
Mr. Joe.
Everything
Basement
goes
Joe.
In a cycle.
Basement Joe.
Everything goes in a cycle. How hard is that to – look, I'm not very smart. I'm a C student at best. I understand that.
Yeah.
What is that hard to follow, Rick? Do you know?
Well, you just had a bunch of good ones sitting in a room. And when this whole thing came up about the, you know, the this catastrophic, never before in the history of the whole world, it sounds like the old great promoter we used to have, Gary Weinberger.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and he, in order to promote something, you got to make it as it's never before in the history of weather have we ever had a hurricane named Sally that was spelled with a Y that came in and set upon locations, pouring out inches, or as Speedy would say, feet of rain.
In some areas, it is feet.
Yeah. So but what I'm saying is this, you can't leave out on the thing that Bubba just laid out for you and Greg brought up immediately. If we're going to be specifically talking about hurricane seasons, you don't just get to remove the mild seasons in modern weather history. You can't do it. That's not allowed. And this is like children do. They act like they just ignore something like it's not real.
Yeah.
Also, this graph that Bubba just showed you for young men out there that aren't married yet, that's also the same cycle women go through, up and down. I mean, and you have times that are calm. You have times that you don't get, well, what happened? I don't know what happened. I said the same thing late yesterday and it was fine. Today, it seems to bother you. So you have to be able to follow these kind of things in life, including dealing with the opposite sex. Do you not agree?
Rick,
Bubba left them out as an example.
Yeah, that was Rick. If you want to email him directly to talk to him about that, that'll be fine.
By the way, real bold statement for me working from home.
Yeah, I know. Clearly,
she's not
supposed to have a blank screen.
Yeah.
So funny. But to me there is a spiritual component to all this, because you see how radio waves that are traveling from distant galaxies are coming in on a sine wave, and yet the very ocean that in the Gulf that you can see down in Gulf Shores, the tides rise and fall the same way. There's a replicating pattern of the universe that is undeniable, that it could not be accidental.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's look at this too, Bubba. What you just presented and what Adler pulled up to, it's out there because it must be.
Did you like my graphic science better or his?
I liked yours better,
thank
frankly.
You. Okay.
But
But
Bubba, back to this, and we'll talk about later about fire breaks again because of this Berkeley story, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
These things have no political affiliation, you idiots.
No, right.
I mean, this is just a fact. It's not Democrat or Republican or independent. This is just how it works.
Yeah.
Science shouldn't be Democrat or Republican, but it seems like it turns out that way a lot of times, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, everything's political to these people.
Sure.
15 minutes to the top of the hour, 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. We will get an update from Span talking about the latest with Hurricane Sally coming up at the top of the hour. Check the website, Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Shop the Rick and Bubba store. A lot of cool new items are available for you now.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Two conservative, heterosexual, gun-toting, football-loving, evangelical Christian white men. In other words, the two most dangerous men in America, Rick and Bubba.
Now to the top of the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show, and we are rolling through another day. Our phone number, 866-WE-BE-BIG. We'll talk to you coming up a little bit later on. Span will update us on Hurricane Sally and the latest from a weather standpoint and how it affects many of you all over the country. Oh, I got to take my notifications and cut it off again. But anyway, I know how to do it this time. But we also, Bubba, have a chance to talk to people who are in the middle of it right now. Well, actually, the eye is now over Gulf Shores, so they're in that false sense of security right now that it's over, but sadly probably more to come. And that's our friend down in the Gulf Shores area. He's been on the show when we've done shows on location from Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Alabama, Chuck Norwood.
Chuck, are you there?
I'm here, Bubba. Good to talk to you guys this morning.
Hey, how are you hanging in there?
Well, I'm hanging in here pretty good. I can tell you this. 30 years living down here on the Alabama Gulf Coast, you never can figure out these storms. And I can assure you that a lot of people underestimated this one, the strength, the intensity, and how slow it was moving. And unfortunately, there was no mandatory evacuation. And we still got a lot of tourists down here that they may not ever come back after they getting scarred like this.
So, Chuck, you tell us about the what the conditions, because you're in Gulf Shores. Tell us about what you've experienced. What is the flooding situation? What is the wind situation?
Well, as far as obviously the flooding situation is worse, probably historic flooding back in, I think it's 2014. We had some really flash flooding down here that was terrible, but this is worse. We just got pounded by rain, and where I live is down at the Peninsula Golf Course, and I've never seen flooding like this. My whole road in front of my house is flooded. Unfortunately, I got a lot of friends, and I've talked to several of them this morning. They actually had to swim out of their house to other neighbor's house. People were in their house with life jackets on around Orange Beach in a lot of areas. Just, you know, this water came up like nobody would ever thought. And I know everybody was talking about all the rain, but I guess when this system slowed down that much, you know, it really did pour a bunch of rain, a bunch of water. And fortunately, you know, now the sun's coming up, everybody's able to start seeing some of the damage from the wind. And it got to about 105 miles an hour down here last night. But it just, I thought our windows were going to blow off. I mean, I tell you, it was just constant. And, you know, my friends down in the Abaco, Bahamas went through something like this last September. But I can't imagine for 2 days at 175 mile an hour how everything was gone. And so down here, you know, we had a lot of wind, a lot of rain, a lot of water, and uprooting trees. And I'm sure we're going to have some structural damage, but it's not going to be anything like Ivan, I don't think. It's going to be more of the flood damage.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, I'm looking at the latest radar image. It looks like the eye is drifting to the east, kind of the northeast. Pensacola's about to be in that, but you're about to catch the other side of it, it looks like.
I can tell the wind starting to pull back and starting to pick back up. Hopefully we won't have the kind of wind we had on the other side of the eye, but I'm looking out my window right now and out on number 7 fairway. Looks like a lake. We got several trees that are leaning, sudden that's on the house. And, you know, whatever we're experiencing here is nothing like some of our friends in Orange Beach and closer to the water, folks on Ono Island. And literally it's life and death. I got some friends live down the street closer to the Little Lagoon. You know, they cannot leave their house. One of the girls told me she had 27 leaks in her roof, and the water's probably about 6 feet outside of her house. She's on stilts, so the only water that she's getting in is from the roof. So, you know, it's going to be really surprising, and I think this thing sort of slipped up on everybody, and that's what these storms can do.
Chuck, what about electricity? You're without power now. How long has that been?
We lost power probably about 1 a.m. And the reason I know that is with my wife in here, and she's not real happy that we stayed, but we stayed up most all the night listening to all this stuff hit the window. And about 1 a.m., it'd been flickering off and on all night, but it really went off then. And quite frankly, it's no telling how long it's going to be out down here because, you know, the conditions just are not really good to be out and working on the lines right now, for sure.
Chuck, do you kind of wish you'd left?
Well, for me, I've stayed in several, and I wish Lynn would have left.
I bet you do.
Careful, Chuck.
Because she's probably kept up with it pretty much and let you know about it, hasn't she?
I will say this is the most she's hugged on me in years and years.
Yeah, gracious alive.
Bubba, and, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, our condos down here are, I'm sure they've held up well because, you know, quite frankly, 105 mile an hour winds are bad, but you don't have a lot of trees by the condos. But a lot of the homes, and unfortunately, you know, Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, They haven't been able to get out and make a lot of rescues until here recently, and I'm hearing of several people. They're getting people out of their houses, things of that nature. And, you know, it's just one of those things you never know. You know, it's going to be a Category 1. We've been through those many times, but then when it started building up steam from the Gulf and getting energy, and then it slowed down to 2 miles an hour. That thing just never would get on land, and I think that's what's caused all the damage. But I will tell you this. I've been down here for a long time, and I know Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Fort Morgan, they'll pick up, and they'll clean up, and everybody will help each other, and we'll be back to normal in no time.
Yeah, this is one of those situations. I think the slowdown was the problem. And plus, it looks like it didn't really hit landfall the last, you know, moments. They sort of thought that it hit more on Pensacola and on you guys than it were expected. Isn't that right, Chuck?
Yeah, everything, you know, it started out it was going to be hitting in Louisiana. And then it sort of moved back east and in Mississippi. Then Mississippi-Alabama line. And unfortunately, and I don't know, it's sort of eerie. I'm about ready to get out of 2020. That's for dang sure. But 16 years ago to the day, and almost to the hour, is when Hurricane Ivan hit on the same path. Mm-hmm. And it's eerie how that is. But like somebody said, and I've talked to my mom, and I'm going to get her to do this. She told me when I was young, she said, if I don't stop that, I'm going to slap you into next year. So I'm going to ask her if that still stands.
Chuck, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, Chuck, thanks. Chuck, thanks. And y'all be careful.
Yeah.
James Spann will update us on how it's going to impact everybody on the days going forward. He'll give us a complete rundown when we come back after the top of the hour break. You got the Rick and Bubba Show. More coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.